It is a Wednesday, not a Thursday.
Did I say Thursday?
Okay. You're just living in the
Damn
future,
it.
Man.
I know.
That's all you're doing. Yes, rent-free.
Time's a flat circle.
And if you
want to
join the conversation, rentfree1310@gmail.com. Just email us what lives rent-free in your head and give a brief explanation. And if we don't get to it on a given week, don't worry. We save your emails. We'll get to it eventually. But Monto is calling for the ball. He wants to lead off today.
Yeah, I got one here. I think that every week we've had at least one person that's had an old commercial stuck in their head.
Oh, yeah.
We had George with the gingerbread man woo.
Love that drop.
And the buck and the video game. And then Ham had one. Well, I've had this one stuck in my head from the 90s.
Woo!
If you remember the Mattress Giant.
Oh, my gosh.
And their theme song. This has been stuck in my head all week.
For that ooh-ah bed, it's only a Mattress Giant.
Oh, the last one, too.
Real sensual there at the end.
She better have a couple towels down or that mattress is going to be
ruined. That Mattress Giant's going to put her through that mattress.
Man, I do, even as a kid, hearing that, like, every commercial break on the radio. I think this is sexual.
Yeah.
It sounds very sexual, what she's doing. I wonder if that's, is that still around?
I don't know. We were just talking about that. I don't think they are, but.
Well,
R.I.P.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I need a cigarette now.
Just imagine the studio. The producer's like, yeah, can we do that again?
And again.
Give us the last one more time.
He's easing him down.
Yeah. go again.
One more time.
Oh. All right.
No, I'm going to have that stuck in my head the rest of the week.
Good. Let's go to Keith. Good P1 Keith. Emails in. No Keith. He says, sweet spot. There's a ticketism that lives rent-free in my head that you might not expect. Donovan's write a letter to the UIL. Often when I find myself frustrated with something like customer service at a store or nonsensical road signs or something else where people simply aren't doing a competent job, I will think or mutter to myself that I should write a strongly worded letter to the UIL complaining about it. It's the perfect blend of funny with actually making the point that it's trying to make. So that lives rent-free in my head. Thanks, Keith. Well, Keith's a little off here because he's attributing that to Donovan Lewis of The Invasion. Which
and Donovan says it a lot, and it's funny.
He does, and it is, but it's a bad radio throwback from Homer Call. The what year, Ham?
This is the winter of 2008. This is Ennis and Kilgore.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hand the ball off to Reddick, and there is a touchdown courtesy of the Houston Officials Association. That is a crap call. I am sorry. I'm upset.
You are upset. You, John, I hadn't heard you set up against the referees before.
You know,
you have a valid point.
If you cannot call the game correctly, then don't be out there. That is a horrible, horrible call. And if it decides the football game tonight, I'll tell you what, I'm writing a letter to the UIL over this. This is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Here is the extra point kick by Boustin. It is up, and it is good. And our score is now Ennis 21, the Houston Football Officials Association 14. This is Ennis Lions football at 106.9 FM The Ranch.
And they're leading.
Yeah, did Ennis go on to lose the game? Do we know?
I remember they talked to one of the refs after the game, and he mentioned that he felt a chill go down his spine right when the guy brought up perhaps ratting him out to the UIL.
I'll tell you what, I'm writing a letter to the UIL over this.
You had to look up to the booth.
This is horrible.
We need to make this a thing. Anytime you're upset with something, just write a letter to the UIL. Don't threaten it. Don't be all talk. Actually do it.
Yeah, don't go to your local government.
A handwritten letter. And see if they write back.
So not Donovan. That's an Ennis Homer call circa 08. P1 Grant emails, love the sweet spot and what you do to your bodies. Thank you. For years now, every time Amsterdam comes up in conversation, somebody talking about vacation or a soccer team, museums, etc., my mind immediately calls up the scene from Pulp Fiction where John Travolta's character, Vincent, is at his dealer's house and says, I'll take the Pepsi challenge with that S from Amsterdam, so much so that I often have to convince myself to not say the line on the spot, and I often still do, depending on the company. It truly plagues me. Stay hard, P1 Grant. And, of course, this is from Pulp Fiction, where John Travolta is at his dealer's house, and it's just great audio.
This one is a little more expensive. This is $500 a gram. But when you shoot it, you will know where that extra money went. Now, there's nothing wrong with these two. This is real, real, real good shit. But this one is a f***ing madman.
Remember, I just got back from Amsterdam.
Am I in f***? Are we in Inglewood? No. You were in my home. Now, white people who know the difference between good shit and bad shit, this is the house they come to. Now, my shit, I'll take the Pepsi challenge with that Amsterdam shit any old day of the f***ing week.
That's a bold statement.
So when I first saw this movie all the way through for the first time, like, it was probably 10 years ago. It was pretty late. So in that scene, if you notice, the live spot music is playing underneath it.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's intentional, because he's trying to sell something in that scene.
I think that's what it is for, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty genius.
Genius. We stole that in a great way, didn't we? Jonathan emails in, "Hi, boys. Probably a pretty common one, but he damn sure did, Bob, is one that is always at the tip of my tongue, ready to come flying out in some form. It can be a true quote or some variations such as, 'It damn sure did, Bob,' or 'We damn sure did, Bob,' etc. It doesn't matter the situation. I want Bob to know it emphatically. Nobody else even needs to be around to hear it. I'm in the garage, and I can't remember where I put my pliers. Then I think, 'Oh, yeah, I set the pliers down over by the workbench.' This is followed by an audible, 'I damn sure did, Bob.' Long live Diamond Talk, Jonathan." Huh.
I wonder how many times people have quoted that to Bob.
Probably a lot.
Just go, "Hey, damn sure did, Bob."
Yeah, he played for the Packers. Damn sure did, Bob.
Well, speaking of Grego, Beardo emails in. He says, "Anytime I encounter traffic, whether I'm listening to someone talk about it or stuck in it, I hear and say Grego's 'I don't like traffic,' immediately followed by his 'I love ketchup.' This also happens in reverse whenever encountering ketchup, P1 Beardo."
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Man. "I don't like traffic.
I love ketchup."
Man, I remember digging that drop up, the ketchup one, and playing it on the Hardline randomly one day. I was just digging through OpEx, and I was like, "Oh, there's a Grego 'I like ketchup' drop. I haven't heard this." And I was like, "Okay, ketchup. I can use this whenever Mike or Corby says, 'Oh, you know, I have to catch up on, you know, whatever.'" And then I just played it, and they lost it. Like, how is that drop still around?
This Christmas, in my stocking, the family got me a bottle of spicy ketchup from a burger place that you all probably know about. And as I was showing everybody, that's what I said. I said,
"I like ketchup.
I like ketchup." Genius.
And now I think of Killer playing ketchup and playing with ketchup.
Yes, we had a lot of fun with that a few years back. Sky from Garland emails in, "To this day, I still cannot drive behind a large truck carrying logs or pretty much anything large that can turn into deathly projectiles during the movie." And we all remember the movie, Final Destination. I believe this was from Final Destination 2. And they played this during the trailer, which I think that's where, even if you didn't see the movie, you probably remember the trailer. I also think this too. And this is the audio from the scene where the pileup happens on the freeway. And this, I mean, I think the sound people did a lot of work to make this pop off so well. But just listen to how long and ridiculous this goes. Ah! Top spilling coffee on his lap. So much carnage,
man.
Did you edit that?
No.
It's like a cartoon.
Yes.
It's a lot funnier when you just listen to it and you don't have to see
it.
This is one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
Like 13 people have died.
Yeah.
There's a motorcyclist got cut in half. Families are flipping their Tahoe. Man. Those explosions.
This is pretty funny to hear it. So, it's hilarious.
So over the top.
Still going. It's like a Family Guy bit.
Yes.
It does sound like a Family Guy.
It's like Peter fighting the chicken.
Yeah.
It just keeps
like,
going.
When is this going to end? Everybody's dying. It's
close.
Terrifying, but it's okay. Oh, nope.
Oh,
one more. Up. Big explosion. I think we're done. Oh, no, there's more. Oh, and a scream. Did we have a Wilhelm scream in there somewhere,
maybe,
too? God, I remember seeing that, because that would have been 03 or 04, somewhere in there. So I would have been freshman or sophomore in high school. And seeing that, I was like, because this stuff can kind of happen. Like, if you're behind a truck like that, I won't drive behind a truck with anything that could fall out, because I don't want to cause a 75-car pileup.
Those movies in general got me, because, like, one girl died in a tanning bed, one girl died at the chiropractor, another one died lifting weights. Couldn't do anything.
Like, man, can't go tanning. Can't GTL today,
I couldn't,
Can't do gym tan laundry. Sure.
All right, I think we have time for one more.
Yeah,
this is
keep
from
going.
P1 Matt. He says, long ago, bad radio and or maybe the hardline got obsessed with the Ali G show. And one of his funny effects when he talked was, does you think instead of do you think? For a short period, the host, particularly Bob, if I remember correctly, would cut each other off if they started a sentence with that, with do you think, and of course corrected to does you think. It was a very short-lived bit, but to this day, I automatically think, does you think, anytime I hear the sentence when somebody says, do you think? Turns out it happens a lot. Thanks, P1 Matt. And, of course, this is when Ali G was talking to Andy Rooney, and this is gold.
You've done this before?
Yo, I mean, as many...
Have you ever done this before?
Yo, for real. I've done, I mean, I come... Many...
What is your language, your basic language? English?
Yo, for real.
No. So what language are you most comfortable in?
Yo, English. For real, I was from England. And how shall I introduce you? So,
That's your business, not mine.
Yo.
Look, I'm getting very close to the end of this.
Oh,
Yeah, go ahead. Do what you have to do.
Yo, check it. I is here with none other than my main man, Andy Rooney. Total respect. And today we is chatting about the media. The media is well important, isn't it?
It is important. If a democracy is important, people have to know what's going on in the world. That's why the media is important.
Does you think the media has changed since you first got in it?
Does you think the media has changed? Do you think the media has changed?
Whatever. Does...
No, it's English. The English language would say, do you think the media has changed? Not, does you think the media has changed? Yes, I think the media has changed.
So what sort of things... Does you think the media should cover?
Do you think the media?
Do you think the media? I think it's a English American thing, though, isn't it?
No. That's English. The English language is very clear. I have 50 books on the English language. If you'd like to borrow one of them,
Rooney, kind of a Rick with a P there.
Well,
just
roll
with it.
And Ham, dude, didn't you say you had something that was akin to this?
Yeah, I got one from Idiocracy from Dr. Lexus whenever he says, instead of, how come you don't have a tattoo, he says, why come you don't have a tattoo? Just because they have such bad grammar then.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's fun. And there's another edition of Rent Free here on the Sweet Spot. Again, if you want to add to the pile, rentfree1310@gmail.com.